We're going to pray together, and then at the end, I'm going to start this sermon off with a song that centers us on events of this week, specifically around the grand jury decision not to prosecute the police officers who shot and killed Breonna Taylor in her home. So welcome you to pray, and then center yourself around the song of lament. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Friends, this has been a terrible week. It has been a terrible week for people who long for freedom from catastrophic violence.
Melissa, I think you're on mute.
I don't have myself on mute. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Melissa. You've been coming through.
Okay. I'll start again. This has been a terrible week. It has been a terrible week for people who long for freedom from catastrophic violence. And it has been a terrible week for people who long for justice outside the carceral state. But it has been a horrific week, a soul-crushing week for Black women. This week brought another judicial announcement of a truth that Black women have known for a long time. They live in a country where they cannot receive justice. I read a piece by the poet and activist Hannah Drake, and she asked this week, how do I explain to people how it feels as a Black woman to know that someone will be held accountable for shooting through a wall before being held responsible for killing a Black woman? How do I explain to my daughter that a neighbor's apartment was more valuable than the life of Breonna Taylor? This is not good news. And it is not good news for any of us, if we are white or Black or brown, if we are refugees or immigrants or came to this country generations ago. It is bad news, regardless of our gender. This is a bad world. It is bad for all of us. But here we are again, people who share life around good news. And we show up here because in the midst of all of this, we believe that God came into the world and took on the body of the most vulnerable and the most despised and the most reviled. And somewhere in the midst of that is good news. We think that the verses we heard today from Philippians are some of the oldest in the New Testament. And they were sung by people like us. They were sung by people who trusted in the good news of Jesus Christ. This was one of their hymns. So this week I thought it would be good for us to let some hymns guide our worship and to center us. That first hymn that we heard and the one that will end my sermon are from a worship project called The Porter's Gate. The Porter's Gate is a multiracial songwriting collective. And they form to answer pressing theological questions of the day through worship. That first song we heard is a dedication to Breonna Taylor on an album that was just released called Lament. We'll hear another song at the end from a second album that was released in conjunction called Songs of Justice. But this isn't new. Songwriters are theologians, and their work is to let hope and lament and joy and anger collide with faith and then to see what comes out. So it was no different for the hymn writer that we heard today. When they sang these words, Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but poured himself out, taking on the skin of a slave, being born just like a human, and being found in human form, he humbled himself, pushed himself down, and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. We can dig into what this hymn might have meant to the people who first heard it. We know from all those letters by Paul about the Roman world that it was filled with gods. And while they were false gods, they wielded tremendous power through their devotees. Mars, the god of war, the Roman council of 12 gods, and of course, Augustus Caesar, who took on political power of a god. The politicians of the day used that power to subdue and oppress. They persecuted minority religious sects like the Christians. They held mass crucifixions to weed out insurrection. This was also a terrible time. And all along, Jewish Christians and these new Gentile converts, they proclaimed that there was only one true God of the universe, and that this God gives up power, empties God's self in the form of Jesus, and he comes in the form of a slave, the lowest person in the socioeconomic order of the day. And he dies the death of a slave, crucified. The Porter's Gate Project rewrote the words of an old hymn to reflect this moment. They took the words of the song, "O Sacred Head Now Wounded," and turned them towards the place of God's solidarity today. O sacred neck now wounded, pressed down by blows and knees, the Son of God surrounded by silent enemies. Will no one stop and listen? Will no one rise and speak of violence and oppression which hanged you from the tree? O sacred body wounded, now breathless in the street, your people here press onward to be your hands and feet, your mouth to speak your justice, your heartbeat for the poor, your life that flows within us to break down prison doors. I missed you all last weekend, but especially because you celebrated communion, this time when we are remembered, when our members are put back together as this body of Jesus Christ. God comes in solidarity. God comes in kindness. The word kindness means in kind, as kin, in the same kind, in the same likeness as us. Jesus gets into human skin. And then we become, as a people, the church, drawn together through the suffering of the world into this body. And beloved, this is good news for us, and it is good news for the world.